relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of today's show here on this Wednesday, December 10th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I got a text message that I'm not really sure exactly what this is all about, but another candidate that honestly I forgot to even ask Carla about, who had been on the debate stage with her at these various candidate forums, was Anthony Hudson. Anthony and I worked together in setting up his website for governor. He was supporting the elimination of both property taxes and state income tax. And I gave him some advice about his website. I gave him some advice about his hat. If you see him wearing a Fix Michigan hat, Anthony Hudson for governor, that's my design that I had my hat manufacturer down in Florida produce for Anthony and for him to be able to sell them on his website for governor. They're yellow and black. Well, who had a yellow and black campaign last year? Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk. As a matter of fact, I used the exact same yellow and the black font that Anthony put on the hats. Well, I just got a text message. This comes from the Saginaw County Court. It's a summons and complaint. Anthony Hudson apparently has filed a case with the Saginaw County Court, Circuit Court. The complaint is for money damages, slander, defamation, campaign interference, and punitive damages filed by the plaintiff. But the image that I was sent doesn't show who Anthony Hudson is suing. So I'm not really sure exactly who these complaints are filed against, but I will definitely continue to follow up. And again, I apologize for those of you supporting Anthony Hudson. I totally forgot and actually ran out of time talking with Carla Wagner about the other candidates she had been on the stage with. And honestly, I totally forgot about Anthony Hudson. So I apologize. One of the biggest things that we have to look at, in my opinion, as to who we get to be our next governor, has to be someone who understands that what the state has been doing hasn't been working. Now, as I look at the candidates, right off the top of my head, Tom Leonard and Eric Nesbitt. They've been politicians in Lansing for quite a few years now. What have they done to fix the state? What bills did they sponsor? What bills did they try to introduce that would have fixed our state? Honestly, I don't see any. Because the go-along, get-along crowd in Lansing, first of all, they are swamp creatures. They are absolute creatures of Lansing. I believe once you get there, once you start drinking the water, breathing the air, getting basically indoctrinated by the swamp of Lansing, you turn into a swamp creature. Well, Randy, you don't understand how things work down here. How many times have I heard that one? You see, you don't understand that you have to sometimes support or co-sponsor bills you don't agree with in order to get others to co-sponsor and support your bills. No, you don't. I don't care if that's how the game is played. That's not what you do. You only sponsor bills that you believe in. Bills that are, number one, constitutional. Number two, it's something that government should be doing, must do, because the private sector can't do it or shouldn't do it. Because the government has the resources to basically start up the program and implement the program for truly benefiting the people without any huge profit potential. It all comes down to profitability. If a government program is created, the true intent of a real government program is because the private sector can't take the money, invest the money to develop the program, and not get a return on their investment. If there's no ROI, return on investment, then government has to do it, because the private sector can't afford to do it. Basically, that simple, folks. Number three, if it doesn't increase taxes, fines, and fees in order to pay for the bill, we can take the money out of the existing budget, we can move it around, we can move it from here to there to pay for this, then I'm all for it. I'll give you a couple of examples right off the top of my head. That as governor of the state of Michigan, I want to hear a business person tell me this is what they're all about. And had I dove and had enough time to dive into policy with Carla Wagner, her and I have already talked about these things. Original intent. What was the original intent when they came up with the DNR? Do any of you guys know? Department of Natural Resources. What was the original intent that created that department? Something that government had to do because the private sector couldn't do it. There's no profitability in it. Provide hunting, fishing, deer licenses, pheasant, hunting licenses, and fishing licenses at somewhat of an affordable price. $10 for a fishing permit. Fishing license, $20 for a deer license. And somebody had to manage the timber. If you ever have the opportunity to get into a private plane and fly over the state of Michigan at roughly about 1,000, 1,500, maybe 2,000 feet up, fly over the state of Michigan, 3,000 feet at the most. That was the level I jumped out of a perfectly good airplane when I went skydiving at the Tecumseh Airport years ago, decades ago. Fly over the state of Michigan, look at how many trees we have in this state, how wooded our state is. Well, a lot of that land is owned by the state of Michigan. Somebody has to manage that timber. If you don't manage the timber properly, you end up with the wildfires like we had out in California, Palisades. Look at what happened to our timber during that ice storm we had the last week of March. You fly over the state now, there's thousands of trees that are down from that ice storm. In remote wooded areas, they're not cleaning that up. They're hoping and praying to God that they decay properly. But guess what? That's raw material, baby, for a fire. I don't remember what year it was in history, but remember the major, major big fire we had here in Michigan? Forget what year it was. I forget even what century it was. But back in the day, we had a major, major wildfire that devoured thousands of trees. Perhaps thousands of acres. I don't remember it, but I remember vaguely my dad telling me about it. He died in 1966 when I was 8 years old. So how young was I when he told me this story? I don't remember. I'm going to have to look that up. But original intent of the DNR never had anywhere in there that these officers, conservation officers for the DNR, would be suited in military grade, police grade, SWAT team outfits. Nowhere in there does it say they have the right to carry firearms and come on our private property and give us tickets. That was not the original intent of the DNR. As the next governor of the state of Michigan, a business person, a common sense person, would roll back the DNR's current functions. Well, if you eliminate property taxes, Randy, the budget's forced to go down roughly about 20%, down to about $62, $64 billion. Maybe the DNR wouldn't have the money to buy that equipment, buy those SWAT team uniforms. Maybe, just maybe, they'd start leaving us the heck alone as opposed to coming on private property and giving us citations. You see, that's what this is all about. Getting the right governor candidate will come into Lansing, and like Carla said, I said in 2010 when I ran for state senator against Howard Walker, take a bulldozer to Lansing. Well, I like Carla's analogy better. Take an axe and start chopping on these bureaucratic agencies and departments. Axe my tax? Well, Carla's going to carry an axe. Maybe that's something she should start carrying to the gubernatorial debates as a prop, a hatchet or a big axe. As governor, this is what I would do to the state bureaucratic agencies. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Again, another phone call. Folks, you can't call me during the breaks. I appreciate the calls. I see the call. I don't know exactly who it is, so I answer it. And I got to go. I got to go. I appreciate you guys being part of the show, though. Greatly appreciate your comments. I just took a call from an individual who works at a car dealership, and he wants me to reach out to the owner and the sales manager and see if we can get a new sponsor for the show. So greatly appreciate that phone call. One of the things that we're wrapping this up, legislatively, today, Wednesday, could be a late day for the legislators. Why do I say that? Well, it's Hump Day Wednesday. They are all going to be in session tomorrow, Thursday, December the 11th, potentially the last day of the legislative year. They're all living, sleeping somewhere in Lansing when they're in session. A late night legislative day would be totally available to the House and the Senate if they chose to do it. Because all they're going to do is basically go home and go to bed. Now, they might have to break for dinner, make sure they have enough food, enough energy to last, but they could pull a pretty long session tonight, if necessary. I've looked at the docket, I've looked at the committee hearings, I've looked at different things, and honestly, I don't see a lot of bills potentially coming forward. If that is in fact true, and they don't pass very many bills by tomorrow and they choose not to come back next week, folks, this will be the lowest number of public acts that they have passed and signed into law since 1954. Then you look at the calendar for next year, 2026, it's an election year. Everybody but the president is going to be on the ballot. You're going to be looking at a new U.S. senator, a new governor, a new secretary of state, a new attorney general. All the state senators, all the state reps, they're on the ballot. When they get back in January, after the Christmas holiday, New Year's holiday, they get back to work next year in January, because of our screwed up budget system, they've got to start working on fiscal year 2027's budget. That has to be a priority. Because constitutionally, they have to pass a budget for the next fiscal year. They even have a statute that's a somewhat of a rule that says they got to send a budget to the governor before July 1st next year, 2026. Well, as we look forward to next year, what happens? Well, March 28th, that Saturday, there's going to be a state party endorsement convention down in Novi, March 28th. 2 weeks before then, sometime of the week of March the 14th, county parties are going to have county conventions. County conventions are going to select the voting delegates and alternates to go to that said nominating convention on March 28th in Novi. At that convention, we will be nominating an attorney general candidate. We have obtained Kevin Kievsky running for attorney general as a sponsor of this show. He's going to be on every Friday with us, talking about running for attorney general. Very soon, you're going to start hearing his commercials. Very soon, we may be getting a sponsor for the show for Secretary of State. Those two positions will be endorsed at the said nominating convention, March 28th. This is who we are going to officially nominate in August at the state convention for Attorney General and Secretary of State. Well, as soon as we get done with that, guess what? You have the August primaries. August primaries will pick our candidate for U.S. Senate, governor. All of the state reps, all the state senators will be in a primary election in August. The Attorney General, Secretary of State, the universities, and the judges, that's all done at the convention level by the parties. The general population do not vote on those in the primaries. Then they're going to be out campaigning for November. How many bills do you think they're going to pass next year? We're already setting the bar very low for this year, 2025. What about 2026? I don't think they're going to pass that many other than a budget. Then they'll be out campaigning. We're going to go all the way back to 1853 to 1854, the two-year period. Then we may beat the number of fewest number of public acts Lansing has done. Gridlock works. That's all I can say. And we got it, and we may even really get into gridlock as soon as this election for the 35th Senate District is concluded in May. Whitmer may lose her one-seat majority in the Senate.